This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Do it again. Click. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. It's a big week for us here at the Alice. Got a lot going on. We'll be doing this show. So on Thursday, I guess it won't be. How is that going to work? We're not going to. Obviously, we're not doing one at 10 a.m.
We'll drop it Friday.
So that'll be Friday's.
Mm-hmm. We'll drop it on Friday morning.
Secret show at 10 o'clock on Friday. That's right. I get it. And then they'll all be podcasts.
There you go.
There it is. Look at it all worked out. It's amazing. Yeah, so that means that V. Hale will be on that one too, which is exciting. I can't tell you how excited I am to just hang out with her and, you know, see what she's like in real life. IRL.
Oh, I don't think she's hiding anything.
No, but maybe there's even more. Maybe she just starts, you walk around with her. Maybe she got a janky leg and we don't know about it. You know, she walks and she's all, you know.
No, I mean, well, that could be possible, but my read on her is she's who she is, and that's good. I like that about her, and that there's no sort of
hidden guys,
agenda or hidden, you know, way. Like, well, I put this on when the mics go on. What?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into. It's kind of like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. She can be very brusque. I really do think that if she was playing some kind of role, that she would soften some shit on the air. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes she says things that they just blow your head clean off. Like, whoa, someone just said that into a mic.
It's good. I'm a fan. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I know. It'll be really fun. So, this one is a... This is titled, Are Gigolos Real?
This is bad advice.
I don't know.
Oh.
If it's bad advice. It is a question, though.
Are gigolos real? Well, my response to that would be, I don't think so, except I think that you could probably call someone who's an escort a gigolo. I don't necessarily know. I think there might be an older lady who says, I just need, you know, some arm candy for an event, but I don't necessarily want you to fuck me. At the end of
it
all.
Isn't that what a gigolo is, though?
I think, but I also think that it could be, you could just be an escort and it's not sexual.
But everyone will think it is.
Well, sure. And maybe that's what that lady wants is, you know, I want you to think that I'm doing this young thing.
There was a show called Hung, maybe on HBO a few years back, where this guy was a gigolo and a huge chaunch. And he had a friend of his was pimping him, this lady. And she was like booking him all his appointments and he was doing these older ladies.
And they'd pay him at the end of it. And it was all older ladies.
I don't remember that. I don't know if it was all older.
All right.
But he was, you know, he'd be out and talking to some person and say, oh, well, yeah, my prices are. It was like a whole thing. It was fun. Can't remember the name of the actor. He was in The Expanse later, but he was... Great, big, humongous. I mean, they certainly implied that. I can't remember if they actually showed it.
I would think you'd remember.
Would I?
I don't know. I would think.
I don't know. Can you look up the show Hung and see if he showed his dick?
Oh. His name is Thomas Jane.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Jane. Yep. Not like our Jane.
I like fucking, but I wouldn't want to do it.
For money?
I mean...
Why not?
Because I've told you, I sometimes when I'm watching porn, I think like, oh God, these people don't even know each other.
That looks like a hellhole.
Well, I just want to, you know, there's things that I look, I like having one partner because I want to do all the stuff without thinking about any of it.
Right.
I don't want to feel like, oh God, what's going to happen?
What if the money was real though? What if it was like 10 grand a pop because your dick was so good?
I mean, 10 grand's good money. And I can fuck for sport. I just mean that
it's like once a day. I mean, you'd make 70
grand
a week.
My preference is that I like to be taken away with the moment and not feeling like, well, we don't lick pussy here because we're not together.
Well, maybe you do like a boyfriend experience thing. So you actually do kind of get in the mood and you, you know, you get to know the person a little bit, and then
do you?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Okay, what's the letter say?
Well, I want to hear if Thomas Jane shows his dick.
It seems like they very strategically cover it.
We cover
you
it,
you know, like the Austin Powers technique.
Yeah,
like I see some stills here.
It was called Hung. That was the show because the guy was so big.
Yeah, there's a leg blocking it, like a woman's leg is blocking his area.
It was it's a funny show though. I liked it.
A lot of ass shots of him from the back, naked. You know.
Hmm. It's a good look. So this person, did you title it "Are Gigolos Real" or did they suggest this as a title?
No, I titled that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dear Sarah and Vinny, don't say my name. My husband and I have so many overwhelming feelings of concern for all of you. We've been listening since the beginning when we were sophomores in high school. You are a little slice of home when we lived in LA, and now we're back in the Bay raising the next generation of Alice listeners. All the slurps and some boops, too. Are gigolos real? My husband and I disagree, and we need you and your vast network of brilliant listeners to settle this for us. I'm specifically talking about straight men who have sex with women for money. My husband feels sure this is a real thing, and I think this is only something in TV and movies, etc. We all know there are many kinds of sex workers for men, both gay and straight, because pretty much everyone knows at least one guy who's paid for sex. You even have one on your show. He's not here today, unfortunately. But who knows a woman who has?
Not to bring it up again, because I know people hate that, but it's interesting that you went through a phase where you were doing a lot of guys. You were going to show at your concerts.
I wasn't paying for it.
No, I understand, but it's the opposite of what you expect. It's the cliche is that's a guy and it's a dog thing to do, boning all the people in every town. Like there's a cliche there. That's what it's from. You don't expect that to shoot to be on the other foot. There's nothing wrong with it at all. So I would say, sure, there are absolutely women who have paid for sex, but do they need to? No.
Well, and that's what she says here. Don't say that's because women can get laid whenever they want, because any sex is not the same as good sex. So I guess that would be the reason that you would pay a gigolo, because they're allegedly really good at it.
Well, I think more importantly, the same reason men will go to a hooker who can get women. What did Charlie Sheen used to say?
That he would pay them so that he didn't have to, there was no apologies. There was no,
and they could fucking leave when he was done.
I'm done. That there were no strings attached.
There's no conversation. There's no
hurt feelings.
Right.
No dinner.
We're going to do this. It's going to be exactly to
my
specs.
My right.
And then you're going to leave, and I'm going to pay you handsomely.
And you're
going to
be
that.
Happy, and I might even ask you back.
So that's, that's out there. And that's probably it. Like, yes, there's probably, even these old ladies could probably find someone who they could take a flyer on. But a person they're paying, they can specifically tell them, look, for the money, I don't want you to say one goddamn thing at this event we're going to. Not one.
Yeah.
Nothing. Shut your yap.
Pretend you don't. You can't talk.
Or whatever just they go. Want. Whatever. You know, right. I mean, that whatever that is. Whatever. I could see that's out there.
I'm reading an entire thread right now on Reddit about this.
About gigolos.
If a male hookers are a real thing. And there are a lot of guys that are weighing in who have experience with it. Somebody asked.
Oh, that they've been hookers?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to a listener of ours who's been a hooker. Like, are they
a female?
No, a male.
Just a male.
A man, yeah.
So if a female calls in,
sure,
a female, in,
sure.
Then
if you've been a hooker, absolutely.
They actually call them male sex workers.
Okay, uh-huh. Female sex workers, male sex workers, anybody mm-hmm. who wants to come on and talk about, I mean, if you've been a hooker, I mean a sex worker, I don't know, if you're a cam girl, don't bother, but, you know, somebody who's actually, like, walked the streets, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Although there's so many escort services now, like, with the advent of the internet.
Well, yeah, you could probably just work that out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is one guy that says he did it through Craigslist for a while.
Oh. Craigslist, mm-hmm. You know, the guy that I lived with for a little while that used to bring random people home, and he did guys and girls. And this is a guy I would pull up. I've told you the story way back. I pulled up, like, because I worked nights. And he was not beating the shit out of, but he had tied this girl up and was spanking her loudly. And they were both making a lot of noise. And if I didn't know him, I might have, you know, burst through the door to help.
Save her, right.
But I know that that's what he's out there looking for. And that's, he got right. her from the reader. That was one of those, like,
oh, there'd be personals at the end of it, a weekly paper
yep.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's...
That used to be the way.
Prior to Craigslist, that was the way. Right. So I guess that's something that people probably use.
Right. And I'll bet there's some high-end places, like, you know, Charlie Sheen would use a madam. There's probably a madam would also...
Well, yeah,
potentially...
Charlie Sheen was in the Heidi Fleiss trials.
Right, but I'm thinking Heidi Fleiss might have had some gigolos hanging too, like she's got a friend. Oh. You know what I mean? If someone was looking for that. Even if, like you said, it was just somebody good looking and cuts a sharp silhouette and you have them on your arm as you go to whatever event you got to go to. So this person says, I bet there are a lot of women who would be willing to pay a hot man for some good sex. So fellow straight female listeners of the best morning show in the world, that's have you or has someone you know ever paid for sex? How did you do it? Was it good? We need all the details and tell the truth for once. So this is, she's throwing it out into the listener pool. And if anybody would like to respond to that and write us a story, oh, we'd love to hear it. Why did Michael Martin just, okay.
What?
We're being requested to specifically be at these meetings.
Yeah. When is it again?
Wednesday. Is it this Wednesday?
This Wednesday at noon. Great. I'll be there. Is there a place where I can say yes on this? Can I click yeah?
Oh, that just screwed up my whole plan.
I'll just go home. I'll take notes for you.
Oh, yeah. I need more trouble. Sure. That sounds great.
So anyway, if gigolos are real and you know about it and you want to tell us, then please, our listener would like to know. All right, I'm going to kill that one. There we go. Next up is swinging.
And hey, let me ask you a question about the gigolo thing first. Sorry, I got distracted by that email.
It is distracting. If all of everything started vibrating on the desk.
So if you were paying for sex.
Which I don't know why I would, but okay.
Back to just put your head in the space. I'm trying to
put
get
my head
to
in the space. I need to get boned down. Good.
All right, man.
By a pro. Are
you going to ask for oral from this person, or are you going to be like, you know what, if you
I'm
just
not.
Throw it in and pound me for five, I'll figure out how to get off?
I don't know. I truly don't
know. Like, what are we talking about here?
Honestly, that's the problem, as I see it from a woman's point of view, is I want to make out for a while. I want there to be some loving touches and caresses. The least of my worries is the pounding. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not really...
I don't know what you mean. I'm asking you to tell me. That's what I'm trying to...
And I think there's some knowledge that comes with someone you've been with. They know what you like. I don't know. It's like getting a massage. I can't tell them that's too hard. I can't tell them, oh, concentrate down here. Like, it's a stranger. It's not for me, this whole thing. But
unless, of course, what we're missing here is that person is so good at reading... a person and so good at what they do that they're able to really, they don't ask questions. They know what they,
maybe
how to get the
I'm
desired
going to make
result
love to you now.
And they're able to do that convincingly.
It is a
with
totally different experience that I think that a woman would want than what a dude wants. A dude's just like, suck my dick, get the poison out, I'm going to go on with my day or whatever he wants to do with her. Like that seems like a super uncomplicated transaction.
The guy from Craigslist says most of them wanted to be eaten out.
Oh, maybe they were missing that. Like,
they were missing that in their life. Uh-huh.
That's. I would think you'd want that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I could do that for each person I'm hired to do it for, I don't know. But yeah.
Maybe they use a dental dam or
oh,
a
God,
piece
nip
of
that. Now you're ruining
I
it.
I, well, safe sex.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. It is something to ponder, though. I don't. I've never really, other than that show, hung. I. And I guess American Gigolo, was that a thing? I can't even remember if he was a gigolo in that.
I don't know.
Richard Gere, right?
I do know, look, there's no question that there are times when you're with someone, it's been probably forever for you, but when you're with someone where you're like, we got to do this right here and right now. Like, you're just so hot for each other. Like, whatever has happened that led up to that, whether that was just, you know, you're at a party and each party is drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been some, you know, talk and some winks and some, you know, pinches and some, and now
some
you're sort
up.
Of, you're getting,
right.
You know, you're getting to that point where it's like, we just need to do this. Right. And it's not going to be.
Let's just knock this shit
Let's
out.
Just not right. like, we just got to.
It's going to be up in the coat closet, up against the wall.
I do think that's a real thing.
Oh, for sure. People are definitely, yes. And I don't know how that's satisfying for any woman, but. Sometimes just the act in and of itself is the thing. You have to be in me right now.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. So.
And I'll just get myself later with the memory of this.
Maybe
frantic,
that's
the. With the memory of this frantic experience.
Right. I don't know.
To draw on for inspiration.
Anyway. What else you got over there? I don't know about this gigolo stuff.
I want someone to. I'm interested, especially if a dude has been a gigolo. I want to know what it was like. What did the women want? It's an interesting topic. Thanks for bringing that up. Whoever wrote that in, whose name Bryn doesn't even put the name in. If they say don't say my name, he takes the name out.
Oh, he's editing. Okay.
This guy says, "Call me Swinger Dave from San Jose."
Swinger Dave.
So Swinger Dave is down with us knowing about him. Hello to we're his favorite people.
Well, his name's not actually Dave. That's the thing.
Oh, you changed it?
He changed it. He said, "Call
Swinger
me
Dave.
Swinger
Call
Dave."
Call me Swinger Dave.
Oh, all right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hello to my favorite people. Every time swinging comes up on the show, I kind of cringe because of the way you guys talk about it. Everyone knows what they see in movies and think that's what's real. It's not even close. You guys really need to have someone on the show who lives the lifestyle and can debunk the myths and answer questions. My wife and I have been swinging for years, says Swinger Dave.
All right.
And it's a great community.
Oh, this is a community too?
But it's more than just sex. It's about the people. Being able to let our freak flag fly and not worry about judgment. I'd be happy to answer any and all questions you guys have. If you want to call me, I'm available for that. If you want to email me questions, I'll just answer them. If you want stories, I have those too. I'm an open book. Just don't say my name.
But we just said Swinger Dave like 10 times.
Yeah. Well, that's he says, call me Swinger Dave.
Oh, I see.
Call me Swinger Dave from San Jose. That is, it's not that I want to like explore it. I think it might be an interesting topic to talk to someone about. It's. You ever watch the show on HBO? I think it's called Real Sex. Where there's
no.
It's on there and all the episodes I'm sure are findable in it. And it's like various weird fetishy stuff sometimes. Swinging stuff sometimes. I haven't watched a ton of it, but it's real, and it's real in that it's like lit like a regular room would be, and there's like a window and it's like not beautifully shot, and it's real people with all their flaws getting after it with each other. Well, here's what I do, you know, here's my technique
for eating pussy.
Sure, whatever
this,
it is.
The international symbol for eating pussy she just made.
Right.
Pulling the labia out.
Yes, let's get these
weirdly
out
far apart and then just digging your tongue in. Okay. Yeah.
The big girl.
Sure. Well, I don't know. I, you know.
So look, I wouldn't want Dave to. I wouldn't want to send Dave emails, but Swinger Dave, sure, I have a million questions for you. For example, what happened to you?
Mm.
What happened to you? Like, how are you able to separate your heart from what's happening to your wife right in front of you? As in, some guy's now fucking your wife and you're watching that and it's not...
It's not causing you to boil inside.
Like, there's got to be something initially.
Is it? But is it more evolved? Like maybe nothing happened to him. He's just like can go there in his head. He's not burdened by jealousy.
But or, what series of event, right. thought processes or events brought you to a place where, and I'm not talking about this person being your possession. I'm talking about this person having your heart. And now they're doing someone else, and that there is,
there's, it's okay because he's there.
There should be, initially anyway, a conflict that you have to fight through.
Or is it okay because he's doing some with a girl in front of his wife? You know,
like but that's the double standard. Deep. Yeah, I do think that a guy could go, yeah, I can fuck her, but I can't watch her get fucked. That's what I'm talking about. Right, there has to be a reckoning inside yourself where you go, all right, I've come to a conclusion that this is okay because I love her enough and she still comes home with me and we've done this for how many years and it works. But initially, you can't possibly already be okay with that.
I know.
And look, I get it. No one knows more than me. I'm someone who took my first hits of a cigarette and gagged and coughed like I was dying, and then kept smoking. Same with booze. Drank, barfed everywhere, and kept drinking. Because for whatever reason, I felt like I needed to fight through these early days to get to the good stuff.
You could fight through.
No, I don't. But I'm saying that's the kind of thought process I think that you must struggle through, is that this hurts. This doesn't feel right, but I'm hoping if I do it enough that I'll get what everyone's here for.
Right.
Like, why would I fight through? It's smoke, for fuck's sakes. Why would you fight through that in some need of the thing that I
want to be able to blow smoke rings.
Everyone does it, and everyone seems to get pleasure from it. I must have to push through these early days. That's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Like, what is... So
is it that the person is more evolved and somehow can get to that point? Or is it that there's a piece missing? Like, I actually feel like it belittles the primary relationship to do this. Now, that is just my feeling on it. And swingers, don't get so upset. Dave, I'm not saying there's something broken in your marriage. Although maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe
Dave, calm down.
Yeah, calm down, Dave. It would be after, like, we'd go into it as one couple and we'd come out of it another couple, and there would be no going back for me. So I don't know if I can cope with that. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I think let's start with Vinny's question, which was, you know, how do you get to this point? Please write us that back, Dave, and then if listeners have questions that they'd also like to put to a real live swinger, we have that as well. And don't forget about the gigolo stories too. Mm-hmm. We want those.
That's right.
We definitely want those as well.
I don't want anyone to think I'm looking down on their life.
I feel like I am because I am judging it.
It's not for us and it's not for me and I'm not someone that wants that. And as much as I'd like to, you know, I could have stayed single and boned anyone I wanted. But I like partnership and I like having someone that you hang with. And then, you know, now we've got kids and there's a lot more at stake and it's a big deal. And I wouldn't risk it for that because you know what you end up? Or you might end up broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And now someone else is raising your kids and you're seeing them on every other weekend.
I told you about that, those swingers in the two towns over from me. And my girlfriend who lives in that town said this is happening in our family. Like, lived in a little neighborhood, a little development, and she goes, there's a big swinging scene here. And so over the course of a couple of years, what happened was these two couples were swinging together a lot. They all had kids that went to school together and all that, so they were banging. And then the wife from this one and the husband from this one went,
oh yeah,
fuck you, we're together now,
and left
the other husband and wife, who I don't know. I mean, wouldn't have been perfect if they'd fallen in love. They were obviously both repulsive. So the two hot ones got together and then the kids are like, what is happening? Wait, this is my sister now? It's just, it's so messy. It like, it blew up all these lives.
Well, and that's, see, that's the thing. Like, you, if you needed to bone someone else, then you should have just boned someone not in this circle,
in your circle
where your kids are.
I know.
But I guess initially the deal was one thing, and then the deal became something else over time.
Right. Well, these two fell in love and started seeing each other behind, you know, they were swinging solo.
Right.
I like his dick more. Let's go with that one.
I don't even know what the... But anyway, all right. Well, Swingin' Dave, thanks for writing in. And
Swinger Dave from San Jose. There you go.
If you can answer that in some kind of a concise way, I'd love to hear...
Yeah, walk us through how those first experiences went, where your mind was at, what you thought going into it, how you thought it would be, how it was different.
I'll send him an email right now.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you could put him on. We could talk to him in person.
All right, let's start with the answer to this and see how he does with it. Because I don't know. I don't know if I want to spend a whole show talking to Swinger Dave about swinging.
Well, we do have a lot of these shows,
That
though.
Is true. We do have a
I
lot.
I don't know what you're
saving
it for.
Yeah, let's get through this
for.
Week first.
Okay. And then yeah, we'll I know. This week's tough. One.
And we just got a new thing added to our week as well.
Oh, my God. It's just like more stuff. Yay.
Lucky.
God, it'll get us that much faster to Thursday when we do our secret show. Mm. And that's going to do it for today's secret show. If you've got a question or a response to any of this stuff, or Swinger Dave needs to answer the question, send it to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com.
The end.